On 6BR Breakfast, it's time to talk to Bradley Hill from the Fremantle Dockers.
Relaxed, refreshed and ready to go, the Fremantle Dockers. What a game it is, Millsy. 8th versus 9th at Optus Stadium, and maybe, just maybe, another Hill brother ready to return as well.
Yeah, Brad Hill, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Let's start with Stephen. Will he play this week?
I'm not too sure. Well, he's trained for the last couple of weeks. I'm pretty sure he might be playing some type of footy, whether it's PIL or AFL, but I think he's done enough training, so we'll find out today.
See, if he's down at PIL, I reckon you'd be getting into him, wouldn't you? Oh, back down to the twos, big brother.
No, I'll leave him. He's played more games than me.
Now, big game this weekend. Baz is right. 8th versus 9th. Port Adelaide was sensational here on Good Friday. They played the ground really well. You would have watched a bit of that vision this week?
We actually haven't. We'll get into a bit more of Port Adelaide today once we get to training. But yeah, I did see that they had a good win. So and they play the ground here pretty well, and they're a good team, and they're up and going at the moment. So yeah, it's definitely got to be a big challenge for us.
Who's going to ruck for you this week?
I'm not too sure. We've got Sean Darcy. We got Scott Jones. So there's a few options there, but I'm not too sure. That'll be a question to ask. Ross.
Now, the State of Origin Rugby, the NRL asking questions about the Optus Stadium surface. What do you think of the surface at Optus Stadium?
To be honest, I know there's been problems with some players and they feel that it's a hard deck, but for myself personally, I can't really tell the difference between any oval, so I'm probably not the best bloke to ask about.
So you don't have a problem with it at all then?
I haven't had a problem, but yeah, obviously there's been a lot of players that have had problems. So I'm not too sure.
Okay, well, no, that you are the best bloke to ask, Hilly. If you're saying it's not a problem, I reckon people could listen to that. I mean, no one covers more of the deck than you, and you've played everywhere. And you're saying it's not a problem. I reckon that's good to hear. Hey, now I'm looking at the photo on the back page of the West. I can't see you with Shane Kirsten, Taylor Dumas, Joel Hamling, Luke Ryan, Brennan Cox, or, of course, the magic man himself, little Hayden Ballantyne. Were you not part of the big syndicate out at the races?
Nah, mate, I'm not really into the horses or the betting much, so obviously that's the boys are in on that horse, and Ballas is a trainer. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm not really into that, but I saw that they had a win yesterday.
And congratulations to Bellas, his first official winner as a trainer.
So he trained that winner?
Yeah, he's the trainer. He's been doing that for a while. Mate, you got a new custom-made Dockers fire pit in your home. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, you like that? Did you see it?
We did.
actually, my uncle made one for himself, and I think it might have been one of his mates that made it. And I saw him, he sent it to me, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. Can you make me one? And he got myself and Sonny one. So they're pretty awesome. It's got the Fremantle logo, and then with my number, B Hill. Then it's got Stevens and Sun's.
Magnificent. Let's hope that you're on fire this weekend, mate. Good luck to you, and let's hope you can knock over Port and move into that top eight.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Hilly. Brad Hill from the Fremantle Dockers. Massive game, 8th versus 9th, 3-0 on Saturday afternoon. You'll hear it right here on 6PR.